Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Thank you so much for being with me. Appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting. Big part of the conversation, part of the solution. We all want to be informed so we can engage properly. Do we not? Can I get a yay and an amen on that? Okay, thank you. Always appreciate your time with me, and I mean that sincerely. I know you could be listening to, you know, 1,000 of the shows, but you're listening to this one, and that means a lot, seriously. All right. God bless. This is always so much fun. You guys start sending me emails like right when we start the segment. All right, Catholic Church bishops apparently are afraid to offend powerful Democrats. Really, I thought their God was God, not Democrats. Outspoken Catholic priest and political activist Frank Pavone, the national director of the influential pro-life ministry, Priest for Life, right? He's been dismissed as a priest. He's no longer a father. So he's not with the Catholic Church anymore, apparently. Now, he sees himself, and I probably agree with him, is in the battle for the soul of the Catholic Church. And abortion is the issue at the center of it. I mean, of all people on the planet, right, the Pope, bishops, cardinals, priests, pastors, Christian teachers, Christian schools, Christian colleges, they should be all over this. It should not be an issue for them. Now, Pavone's organization is headquartered in Titusville, Florida. He said that some of the bishops of the church don't want to offend powerful Democrats and members of Congress. Well, of course not. Otherwise, they wouldn't have their tax breaks anymore, would they? On December 13th, the Catholic bishops of the United States were informed that Pavone was removed as a father, as a priest, for his blasphemous communication on social media, for persistent disobedience of lawful instructions. In other words, his bishop, the guy in charge of Father Frank, was telling him to stop dealing with this abortion issue. Now, since 2016, he's been posting tweets, you know, Facebook, videos, all over the place on social media. And he was in support of President Trump. He also questioned at one point in time the validity of the election of 2020, which got him in a little bit of trouble. All right? Pavone served as a member of the campaign advisory group for Catholics for Trump. Now, he explained the issue from his viewpoint specifically. He said some of the church hierarchy got upset by a comment I made to someone who was arguing with me on Twitter. He was a Biden supporter. I was in the midst of a nationwide frustration and anger of the 2020 election. He says, I used the word goddamn in a tweet, which I should not have used and normally never do. Look, he's human. We're all human. I'm sorry if I offended you, but really, the real world uses that word. I don't, except to explain to you what's going on. He said, we have high-placed cardinals and others at the Vatican who strongly support our work. We're side-by-side with the Holy See in doing this pro-life work. You know, he called Biden a loser on one tweet. I mean, didn't Jesus call the heads of the church hypocrites and vipers? I remember that. So if Jesus did it, why couldn't he? Call things out the way they are. We are supposed to call out the truth. Now, if you're a true Catholic, you understand that when he did something wrong, he went to confession, probably. He confessed his sin. You're supposed to control yourself when you're angry. And then it's nobody else's business. It's done. It's taken care of. It's yesterday's news. Pavone said the church's position became Father Frank Estrada heresy. God does not damn people, and he has put Biden and the Democrats in a category that they'd be damned and go to hell. It's not right for a priest teaching. Right? Many bishops are in support of him. Now, noting that his ministry has tremendous support, especially in many segments of the church, he said, we have high-placed cardinals, other Vatican, who strongly support our work. Pavone said that his organization works right at the heart of the church. He said, what's really interesting, though, is in the last 20 years, he's had one battle after another with the church. You know, if they don't like some of the stuff he's doing, then find somebody, raise up somebody who can do what he's doing and maybe not use some of the words you don't want him to use. He also said in the midst of his support, you've got a certain group of segment of bishops who have really been doing everything they can to put obstacles in my way. Why would that be? He said he's had friction between him and the bishop in his area, Bishop Patrick Zurich, out of Texas. You know, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. But we are fighting this on many fronts. Do not give it up. Be back in a few minutes.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Always a pleasure to be with you. I hope you feel the same way. 855-ROAD-SHOW, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. All right. Back at it again, not poking at the Pope or the Church or anything along those lines. And I want to be clear, because people have written to me before on this kind of thing. The Pope is not the head of the Christian, of Christianity as a whole. I mean, for all intents and purposes, Catholic Church is like another denomination. Right, when you got Lutherans or Baptists, non-denominational Catholics, whatever. They're kind of just another denomination. Frank Pavone has been talking about, though, how, for some reason, he's been getting pushback on what he does. They don't like the way he speaks. They don't like the things he does. And it's too bad. It really is too bad. Because the man is saving lives. Every day, his organization saves thousands of lives. So why wouldn't the Pope, the bishops, and the cardinals be behind that? What would stop them from doing such a thing? Now remember, I just did a story where the Pope just came out a couple days ago and said that there are demons lurking among the Vatican. So if that's the case, maybe the pro-abortion demon is lurking in there as well. Hey, look, you got to think about it. I mean, truly, what is Pavone doing that's wrong? Right? Are they saving too many lives? Are they having too many prayer campaigns? Are they healing too many people from abortion or talking too many women out of abortion? Seriously. Maybe too many people are leaving the abortion industry after hearing him talk or preach. What is he doing so wrong that he has to be defatherized? I don't even know what to call it. You know? The church of all places, the church should never waver on life. Never. You know, and he's right. One of his comments, he says that many Catholics make sacrifices every day to be able to receive communion, to be able to live their faith, and not get nailed. Look at I remember that Democrat county clerk, I think it was, who was elected to her position. Come on, guys, help me out here. I think it was Georgia, Tennessee, one of those places. She refused to sign the wedding certificate or permit for a same-sex couple because it was against her religion. She couldn't do it in all good conscience. She was willing to lose her job over it. Right? And she was more than willing to let somebody else sign it, but her bosses were trying to force her to sign it. You need to stick up for what you believe. What's more important, what you believe? Or, I don't know, the things going on around you, that your friends are going to still like you. Remember, ultimately at the end, you're not going to answer to your friends. You're going to answer to God. It's really that simple. All right, moving on. Oh, back with the pastors again. Another woke pastor defending locking churches up during Christmas. I love it, don't you? On Twitter the other day, there was a big debate among evangelical churches about whether they had the church open on Christmas Sunday. Right? When you start reading it, you think it's a story from The Onion or the Babylon Bee. But, man, these guys were having real conversations. They were serious. Good many evangelical churches will not have services on Sunday. One popular Southern Baptist megachurch in North Carolina told the New York Times that his church would be closed on Sunday. But some of the largest congregations, you know, the Bible's specific that we are not to be a respecter of days. You don't esteem one day over another. Now, yeah, we are truly, though many Christians know it's not exactly his birthday, the day they've chosen to celebrate it. So we're celebrating the birth of Christ. And just because it falls on a Sunday, do you really think the last place that he doesn't want you in church on his birthday? I'm just trying to think this out. Reason with me, folks. Some of the largest congregations of more popular Christmas Eve services are a major opportunity to attract people into their communities. People usually don't go to church. The Summit Church, who has 11 locations in North Carolina, draw about 11,000 people on a typical weekend, up to 20,000 in the days before Christmas. They'll hold 17 Christmas services from the 22nd to the 24th. Right? They need a bunch of volunteers and staff. They're going to be closed on Christmas Day. They're going to say Sunday is the Lord's Day, and it ought to be a day you spend with family of Christ. That's J.D. Greer, the church's pastor. He's the president of the Southern Baptist Convention from 2018 to 21. He said, but I don't want to be the Pharisees of this generation when I turn in some kind of rule that's never been exceptional for whatever he pointed to his Bible account. You know, Jesus healing that man on the Sabbath. He wants to stay with local customs. Pharisees? So encouraging, now, ultimately what he's saying here is encouraging people to go to church on Christmas Sunday makes them Pharisees. Unreal. Or he likens himself to the Pharisees. Many pastors are calling on the church members to spend time with their family. I hear people say, oh, well, Christmas is for families. It's about family. Yeah, these guys are amazing to me. you're part of God's family. Why aren't you there? Dr. Robert Jeffers, pastor of the First Baptist Church in Dallas, he said it's all about, and your God family is closer than your physical family. Others argue that there's just too much going on with Christmas celebrations to attend a local service. It's not convenient. Oh, don't get me. Really? You really want to light me up like this? It wasn't convenient for Jesus to die on a cross. It wasn't convenient for Jesus to be beat up. It wasn't convenient for him to have a crown of thorns put on. Yeah, that convenient. There you go. Cuts into my day. Gets into my day. Gets in my way. All right, stop it, Joe. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up on the Joe Messina Show.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The House committee investigating last year's attack on the U.S. Capitol is releasing its long-awaited final report. Made up of 8 chapters, the 845-page report was made public late Thursday. Its release comes just days after the panel voted unanimously to recommend criminal charges against former President Trump over his efforts to overturn the 2020 election. The committee held nearly a dozen public presentations, interviewed more than 1,000 witnesses, and pored over thousands of documents as part of the 18-month probe. The massive omnibus spending bill to fund the government for the next year passed in the U.S. Senate, totaling more than $1.7 trillion. With Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says the bill is a win for American families, workers, and national defense.
There is so many good things in the bill, it's hard to get them all out, and we funded lots of our promises.
The bill now heads to the House. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
All right, quick. Who knows the name of the song? Yeah. Joe Basile, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. That's the only way you win. Okay? I mean, seriously. As long as you're engaged, as long as you're involved, there's a clue. How? All right. Woke pastors keeping churches closed. You know? And, you know, we hear people say, oh, well, we can't have Christmas services because Christmas is for families. It's about family. Well, no, it's not really about families. It's about the Son of God who came and died and rose again so that we can be part of God's family. The bigger picture here. I don't know. I always get a kick out of this. Anyway, I guess it wasn't convenient for the Son of God to leave heaven and come down, be born on the wrong day or something, wrong date or whatever. The convenience thing just makes me nuts. There's a lot of stuff that is inconvenient. But, all right, let me try to keep my Christianity here and move on. 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563, always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time that you're spending. All right, and Carrie Lake, I don't want to call it the saga, the court case. I mean, it's pretty powerful. Now, National Democrat operative Ryan Macias, he was being torn to pieces by Carrie Lake's attorney during Lake's election lawsuit trial. Now, during his examination by Katie Hobbs' attorney, Macias was asked to provide whatever document he was reading off of. Macias claimed he was not reading anything while speaking, but he clearly was. His eyes looked directly at the camera during questioning, and then he looked to his right each time he gave a response. Now, if you look at my eyes at times, if you're watching, you'll see that there's plenty of times if I am well-versed in what I'm saying, I'm looking right at the camera. And if I'm not and I need some cues, I'm looking at my screen. It's just natural. The Gateway Pundit reported that the Arizona audit, Ryan Macias, or actually what he's calling him is the saboteur, Ryan Macias, will take a stand in court. He was previously seen at the National Association of Secretaries of State, along with the Runbeck Election Services, or the CEO of, Kevin Runbeck, and hung around with the staff at, guess where? Katie Hobbs' office. So, there's no relationship there, is there? But so far what we've seen, and you know what, I don't know what's going to happen. I mean, if there was true justice, then they would go back to another. I'm serious. They should do either another election, or if they have the paper trail, if they have the actual ballots, they should be recounted. Okay? Anyway. I mean, they're talking almost 60% of the ballots. I think of the precinct, 60% of the precinct machines failed. Tens of thousands of mail-in ballots either weren't counted or weren't checked to see if they were valid. I mean, I hope this plays through, no matter what happens at the very end. I really hope this plays through to the point where you can see where and how they cheated. You can see where and how, if this had happened any other way, the Democrats would have been all over this, right? Well, come on, you know that's true. They would have been all over this. They would not have let them get away with this. Anyway. And, you know, I have to say, I have to agree with some of the other commentators. The eyes of the country, people are paying attention to this kind of thing. They're on Arizona. You know, there was a poll published, I think, back at the end of November, of likely U.S. voters asking about the election day problems with vote tabulations in Maricopa County. The poll asked whether responding voters agreed or disagreed with the, with the contestant, with Carrie Lake's statement calling the election botched. And stated, this isn't about Republican and Democrats, this is about our sacred right to vote. A right that many voters are sadly deprived of on Election Day. You ready for this? 72% of American voters, likely voters, said that they agreed with Carrie Lake. 45% of the 72 said they strongly agreed with her. Okay, so this isn't just a Republican survey. And some are saying never in U.S. history has there been so much evidence compiled. See, I think what happens is they get lazy and sloppy because they figure they got this. Nobody's going to challenge them, and anybody that challenges them is going to get thrown out anyway. Now, Carrie Lake claims, campaign claims, hundreds of thousands of illegal votes were counted in the election. 59% of Maricopa County precincts had broken tabulators or printers, so it disenfranchised a boatload of voters. Tens of thousands of illegal mail-in ballots were counted that didn't pass signature verification requirements. This is nothing new. We've been putting up with this in Los Angeles for decades. Right? According to the filing, the number of illegal votes cast in Arizona's general election on November 8th far exceeds the 17,000 vote margin between Arizona Republican gubernatorial candidate Carrie Lake and Democrat gubernatorial candidate Secretary of State Katie Hobbs. Right? And I hope this goes the length. Really. I hope this goes the length. All the way to the end where the judge is almost forced to do something about it. Maricopa County public statements concerning remaining ballots to be counted November 9th and November 10th show an increase of 25,000 votes with no explanation of why the number of remaining ballots increased. So the 9th, they say, okay, here's all the ballots we have to count. That's it. The end. And the next day, there were 25,000 more. The number went up. How did that happen? I mean, seriously. Don't you find that interesting? Does anybody find that interesting? It's... 855 Real Joe, 855-732. I'd love to hear what some of you have to say about this. You know? Now, some are saying this grounds to set aside an election. It's been done before. Illegal absentee ballots is either set aside the election under Miller, 179 Arizona at 180, or proportionately to reduce each candidate's share of mail-in ballots under the grounds. I don't even know what some of this stuff means. 67 Arizona at 183-85. Laws and rules that they, you know, that are there in the state. Anyway, we'll see. Again, we'll see how this works out. How this starts to pan out. And they've got... They've found the text messages, or nailed the text messages, between the IT people. Messages that state things like, hey, let me see if I can blow this up a little bit. Oh, yeah, here we go. Now, this is going back and forth with the IT group, right? Tabulators aren't reading ballots. It's maybe 50-50. The ballots are coming out crooked. What do we do? Well, the tabulators don't seem to be rooting. I don't know what that means. Oh, no, go back and fix it. Reading. What's the current record for the T-Tech mileage on election day? Because I'm at 166. I don't know what that means. One of the responders says, Worship and Word Church still have at least 50. They had a line around the building all day. I'll help break equipment down when they close unless told otherwise. Hey, I was wrong. 50 inside and 100 outside. This is the IT people going back and forth with each other. Now, Carrie Lake's team of experts, they've gathered evidence from signed witness testimony. Runbeck whistleblowers, Maricopa County whistleblowers, to craft a 68-page lawsuit. You know why? Because some people really do care about integrity and honesty. Joe Mazzina, your host. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. Seriously, I appreciate your time with me. I appreciate the time that you spend on the air in the chat room. Sending me messages during this show. I don't always get to them because I can't read. Either I can't read them all or I got other stuff already ready to go, if you would. Anyhow, 855, as I said, Real Joe, 855-732-5. All right, let's have some fun with some of these quick ones. Pelosi brags about having awesome power in her last weekly press briefing. Jeez, piece of work. She gave her last weekly briefing as the Speaker of the House on Thursday. She bragged about how much power she wielded as Speaker. It's always been about power for Nancy. We know that, right? I mean, the country is so much worse off because of her leadership and because of the Democrat Party and how they just, they acquiesced to everything she wanted. Nobody ever pushed back. You know why? They were afraid they weren't going to get reelected. She could raise money like no other. Reporter gushed over Pelosi's legacy, asked her, how will you handle transitioning from Speaker to the next chapter in your life? right? As Speaker of the House, I have awesome power. Now transitioning to a different role, I expect to have strong influence, but not on my members, just in terms of encouraging more women, for example, to run and talk about civics. Right. She'll still wield power. She'll still be the money person. The guy replacing her does not have the connections that she has to be able to raise the kind of money she was able to raise. And anybody, don't fall for it. How's that? That's the easiest way to put it. 855-RealJoe, 855-732-5563. We finally have a reporter stepping forward. A reporter from ABC News in Australia. Isn't it interesting that it seems like the Australian news, they know about everything going on before we do. And they're willing to talk about it. And nobody stops them. A reporter for ABC News in Australia has broken her silence after suffering a heart condition immediately following receiving the COVID vaccination. Eleanor Roussos, a journalist in the Darwin ABC newsroom, also the presenter of ABC's Flagship 7 News. She's in, I guess it's a big deal, in the Northern Territory of Australia. She revealed that she developed pericarditis after receiving her first dose of the Pfizer vaccine. She said it's a living hell. Now, Eleanor's sister posted on Facebook last year to explain that Eleanor had been hospitalized, diagnosed with it, inflammation of the outer lining of the heart, and hence was unable to attend the NT Media Award ceremony. Right, she went on to say, as soon as she's released, when she's feeling better, we'll report. She said the former AMA president, Carrie Phelps' decision to go public with her personal suffering had encouraged her to do the same. They want to say, I've been living in hell too because of the COVID vaccine and now my new heart condition. That's got to be scarier than heck, doesn't it? Because you don't know who's telling you the truth and who's not. I mean, think about it. Your doctor, your government, people around you who are supposed to care for other human beings told you this was fine and safe, not an issue, not a problem. Wow. Can't even imagine. Vaccine injuries are real. They're serious. And I sincerely hope more people will speak up and not hide it. Right? Even ABC reporters are now risking being labeled as anti-vax by speaking the truth. But you see, you guys can win this. You win it in numbers. You win it with a big group, a big bulk of you come out and say something. If you say nothing, you shut up and you keep doing nothing, this is what happens. Dr. Phelps responded to Russo's tweet. Went on to say, I hope my submission to the parliamentary inquiry would spark the conversation we need to have about the COVID vaccine. You know what this is going to cost taxpayers? No, really, honestly. At some point in time, there is going to be a suit. Whether it's class action, whether it's a suit, against the drug agencies. I don't know what. But there'll be enough people together, there'll be enough proof, there'll be enough ways to show. And I'm telling you, like the tobacco companies, it's going to end up devastating somebody, somewhere. I'm not talking about the health portion of it. She went on to plead for an Australian parliamentary committee to examine the dangers of the mRNA vaccines. Their risks go far beyond their known dangers of the myocarditis. And both she and her wife personally suffered long-term effects following their Pfizer jabs. So, this doctor, this Australian doctor, was a pro-vaccine person. She was running around telling everybody, you got to get this thing, you got to get this thing. This thing is right for you, you got to get this thing. And what happened? She ended up getting it, or she obviously got it. She has serious injuries from the shot. It's just amazing. And should she be part of that? Should she be part of the lawsuit? No, really. Now, she was the Australian Medical Association president. And now she just can't. She said, I can't be quiet anymore. Why is it that the average Joe, yes, the average Joe, you heard me, how did we know this? How did we know this was a problem? How did we know that this made no sense? It's just amazing. We have, first of all, they're so deceitful that they won't even recognize common sense. They won't even make up excuses for it. You hear them. When people hit them with the questions, what do? They ignore, yeah, they ignore them. They simply ignore them. They don't respond to them. It makes no sense. Why do we let them go? We stay with them. You stay on them, you don't let them go. In an explosive submission to the Parliament's long COVID inquiry, Phelps stated that this is an issue that I have witnessed firsthand with myself and my wife, who suffered a severe neurological reaction to the first Pfizer vaccine within minutes, including burning face and gums, numbness of the hands and feet. I was under, while I was watching her myself, another doctor and a registered nurse at the time were also documenting what was happening. She continued, "I continue to observe the devastating effects a year and a half later, with the additional fatigue of the additional neurological symptoms, including nerve pains, altered sense of smell, visual disturbance, and all kinds of other stuff that I can't pronounce. The diagnosis and the causation has been confirmed by several specialists who told me that they've seen a lot of patients with a similar situation, and all of them have had the Pfizer COVID shot." So I'll read that again. This is stuff we already know, right? The diagnosis causation has been confirmed by several specialists, not journalists, specialists, who have told me, the doctor, that they've seen a lot of patients in a similar situation, and the common thread is the shot, the COVID shot. She went on, she said, "I myself have CT pulmonary angiogram, ECG blood test, cardiac echogram," a whole bunch of other stuff I can't pronounce. Right? In my case, the injury resulted in, yeah, right, something really bad, with intermittent fevers, cardiovascular implications, including breathlessness, inappropriate sinus, blood pressure fluctuations. You know, I mean, doesn't she feel stupid? She's spoken to other doctors who have themselves experienced serious and persistent adverse effects from this. So again, why would we get it? Why do they keep, this isn't the first place that's complaining about this. This isn't the first country. We've heard these complaints from Germany and from Britain. England. I haven't heard much out of Italy. But Finland and Sweden and other places. Now, the regulators in the medical world, they've censored public discussion about this. They're threatening doctors by pulling their licenses, because anything said about this might undermine the government's vaccine rollout. Well, if it's hurting people, if it's killing people, stop rolling it out. Many doctors now are on board with the fact that the long-term illness and disabilities are immeasurable. Anyway, it's really frustrating. You're supposed to be, and we can't trust our government. You're supposed to be able to trust your doctors. I really like my doctor. I don't know if I can I trust him? And I will tell you that my doctor told me, well, actually, he didn't say it out loud. He agreed with me when I said I wasn't getting it because I haven't been tested. So anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Write it down. You'll need it for tomorrow. Hey, God bless. Have a great rest of the day. We'll be back here tomorrow. Hopefully you'll join us.